views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to the hit show, Spiritual Alignment Radio, where spiritual seekers become spiritual rock stars with Nova Whiteman. Have you woken up to the truth of who you really are? Are you feeling lost, searching for simple ways to integrate that awareness into your everyday life without getting lost in the land of vague spiritual concept? Spiritual Alignment Radio is your space of comfort, practical guidance, and usable inspiration to help you navigate your spiritual path from a place of vibrational centered alignment, allowing you to actually enjoy being a human. Do you feel like you have a lot of pieces of the spiritual puzzle, but don't quite know how to put them together? Let Nova help you focus and align your energy with practical tools and relatable, digestible guidance to help you begin living with joy, freedom, ease, and fun. Now, here's your host.
All right. Welcome, everybody. You are listening to Spiritual Alignment Radio, where spiritual seekers become spiritual rock stars. And we pretty much learn how to do some vibrational living in this very physical world. I'm your host, Nova Whiteman, and I'm so happy to be here. I am kind of geeking out about this show today, you guys. And here's why. This show is basically the culmination or the representation, rather, of why I do what I do, both in my coaching business as well as, you know, all the other methods that I get my message and these tools and these concepts out there. In short, what we're going to be talking about today is something that I refer to as spiritual hacks or spirituality hacks. Now, I actually had a couple people ask me what I meant by the word hack, so I thought it might be a good idea to share that definition with you since you may or may not be familiar with that term. I guess it is relatively new, probably within the last 5 years, I would say. But you might have heard this term more so in the context of the phrase a life hack. You might have seen it on Facebook in one of those videos or memes where it basically shows you how to do something better, how to improve upon some everyday task that you're used to, but you can do it more quickly and efficiently. And that is the actual definition of a hack. I'm just going to read it here verbatim. A tool or technique that makes some aspect of one's life easier or more efficient. So a couple that might come to mind for a life hack, like I just realized recently that I've been using bobby pins wrong this entire time. If you're a woman or a man who uses bobby pins, apparently you're not supposed to have the little bumpy part facing up, it's supposed to face down. And this whole time I was doing it the other way. Or a life hack would be learning how to, or using your can opener in a better, more efficient way. Apparently I was doing that wrong this whole time too. So those are some fun things that you can search on the internet if that speaks to you. I mean, it's just really kind of simple, ridiculous ways to improve life. Now, I wanted to take that concept and apply it to this big world or arena or category you might call spirituality. And the reason for that is, you know, I've been on this spiritual journey a really long time. And you'll hear me say that a lot. But I mean, I have since I was a kid. Like literally grade school is when I started. My mom used to take me to this spiritualist church. And, you know, I was exposed to all this stuff. And it got me thinking about things. And especially because at a young age, and I'm sure so many of you listening can relate to this. At a young age, I felt so disconnected, not necessarily from God or the universe or, you know, the bigger picture, but more to like the physicality around me. In other words, I didn't feel like I fit in with other kids my age. I didn't fit in with what I found to be important or the things that caught my interest. I mean, I don't want to paint the picture that I was like this walking around like little grade school Buddha. I wasn't. I mean, I appeared to fit in for the most part. And I did have everyday interests like sports and, you know, boys and makeup and all that jazz, hanging out with my friends. But on the inside, I was asking myself bigger questions. I wanted to know, and plus I could see energy and auras at a young age. So that tipped me off to the fact that there are, you know, bigger things out there, things that we can't always see, especially when I realized not everybody could see what I could see, but are nonetheless real and actually hold a grand opportunity for us to experience more in this life, to demonstrate more of who we really are. Now, you know, I'm 37 years old now. I feel like I have a pretty good understanding of some of that stuff, but at, you know, 10, 11, 12 years old, and especially going into middle school or junior high is what they used to call it back in my day, I didn't know how to be all of that. I didn't know how to take some of these big, grand spiritual concepts like we are all one and that really, you know, you can't do any wrong in this life. You know, we're not going to go into that topic right now, but on a big general scale, like I couldn't get it wrong. All those little things that I was worried about and thought I would be condemned for because that's what I was hearing in the day-to-day or mainstream schools of thought. I didn't believe that. That never felt true to me. And, you know, I started, as I got older and better at reading, I got my hands on every copy of a spiritual book that I could. The one that stood out to me the most, the one that really shook me to my core and just made my whole head and heart explode open with like, oh my God, yes, these are the words that I've been looking for, were the books in the Conversations with God series. And now today, I work on the author, Neil Donald Walsh's coaching team, helping others to apply those messages. Because here's the thing, even though I was feeling that just amazing feeling of resonance and truth, you know, finding the words that represented everything that I believed and that I intuited, I didn't know how to apply it. And that didn't end in my teenage years. I would move on to, you know, college and early adulthood and choosing a career. And if anything, it actually felt like it got harder, like because I was more and more aware of these things, like the Law of Attraction when that came out, when The Secret was released, the movie or the book, if you haven't heard of it, by Rhonda Byrne. I don't know if I ever say her name right. But, you know, that exploded. I know a lot of people read about the Law of Attraction through that book, learned about it for the first time, and were so excited, so inspired, so resonant. And then they went about the task, the arduous task of applying it to their daily life. And that's when we all hit a wall, right? That's when I hit a wall. I mean, and then I dove into other material, you know, like Abraham Hicks material that took it a little bit more deeper for me. And I still wasn't having any luck. So long story short, along the way, since I was feeling disconnected from this very human world, since I was only getting a certain level or amount of pleasure and satisfaction and fulfillment from just normal day-to-day being human, I knew that, you know, for better or for worse, my task in this lifetime was the more, you know, that there's more out there, the spiritual part of things, the metaphysics, the vibrational aspect of living. And as soon as I accepted that more fully, then it became my business to find some practical ways to apply it, some easy ways to apply it. What's the definition again? A tool or technique that makes some aspect of one's life easier or more efficient. I wanted to apply all of these big spiritual concepts like oneness and the Law of Attraction and conscious co-creation and faith and trust and thinking positively and managing those negative thoughts, all of that stuff. The universe has your back. all of those things that we commonly hear in this field, I wanted to make those more efficient and work better for me on a daily basis so that I could actually make my spirituality functional. I could merge my humanity with my spirituality in that way. And then, of course, you know, as I was going about that task with myself, I noticed other people wanted that too. And of course, I found myself wanting to share what I had been learning. So enter coaching. And then when I realized that that was a profession, I jumped on that. So I was thinking, what am I going to do September's show on? What can I give to those listening that they can go out and immediately apply? Because I know that there are a lot of inspiring things out there. There's so much inspiration. We do not have a shortage for inspiration on thanks to the internet these days, and radio, and podcasts, and all that good stuff. So that's great. But how can I help you take some of these things that you're hearing around or through other sources and then apply it immediately in your daily life? So that's today's show, Spiritual Hacking, Spiritual Hacks. So I'm going to cover as many of them as I possibly can. And, you know, obviously there are, I started brainstorming and I wrote out lists of all the things that I could potentially share with you. I appealed to my audiences and I asked, hey, what do you want to know? What areas do you want me to cover? And I mean, I've got enough for 10 shows. So clearly I'm not going to be able to get through them all today. Plus, I want to invite you to call in and ask your questions or share your own spiritual hacks. What has worked for you? What techniques? What shifts in perspective? What approaches have you tried on and perhaps use consistently that work so well that you just want to shout them from the mountaintops in the hopes that other people will be able to try them out and they'll work well for them too? So you can do that. If you're watching via Facebook Live, you can type in your comments and your questions and share there. Or you can call in. And Carter, I'm going to ask for the phone number. I thought I had it memorized. Can you just type it in there?
Yeah. It's 1-800-930-2819.
Great. Thank you. 1-800-930-2819 is the number you can call. And Carter will let me know and I will hear from you. That would be awesome. So let's dive right into it. Some of my favorite hacks lie in the challenges of living a spiritual life, the challenges of navigating this physicality, our physicality, knowing that we are spiritual beings, that we are vibrational beings, that everything is energy, and we want to be able to use it that way, right? So that's where I put my focus right in the beginning. That's what you may have heard me talk about, a book that I just released this spring called Awake and Aligned, which you can find on Amazon. I put a ton of hacks in there, a ton of practical applications. Let's see. I'm seeing that we might have told you the wrong phone number. I'm just going to say the phone number again if you want to call in. It is 1-800-930-2819. 930-2819. And I'll repeat that later on in the show. So one of the biggest challenges once you're awake and aware and, you know, you've had your spiritual awakening and you have fully accepted that there's more out there than the general population can see or accept. And of course, when you know about the law of attraction and the power of positive thinking, well, there's this pesky little thing called, well, negative thinking. You know, when the secret came out, I don't know if you experienced this, but the very first thing I thought after I came down from the high of really there's a genie in the sky and all I have to do is ask for what I want and focus on it and feel good and it'll just, you know, come and that car I want, that job I want, the $1 million I want will appear. Great, I can do that. I can think positively. And then I realized there are over 60,000 thoughts a day that each of us has. There is no way. I don't care who the person is, the teacher, the guru, the spiritual leader, they do not have all 60,000 plus thoughts a day as positive ones. So that posed a problem to me, or a challenge rather. And I won't go into that story too deeply of how I came about it. I'm just going to share the technique with you. Over the years, I learned that instead of trying to eliminate the positive thoughts that you're thinking, instead of, you know, catching one come into your mind and going, oh crap, get rid of that one, switch it to a positive one, or wait, what was I thinking a minute ago? Was that a positive thought? Oh, I don't know. You know, monitoring all 60,000 thoughts in a day, don't even try it, guys. It's impossible. You will give yourself a headache, and it'll actually give you the opposite effect, where you start feeling bad and thinking more negative thoughts and having more negative emotions because you're not doing it right, aka you're in quotes, I should say. So instead of resisting those negative thoughts, there's a couple things you can do with them. I have this process that I practice myself and I teach my clients, and it's just a simple three-step process when it comes to managing your negative thoughts. And that is step one, embrace those suckers, look at them, confront them, acknowledge them, feel them, you know, because if you have a thought, that's going to create an emotion within you. That thought is going to make you feel a certain way. So don't resist that part either. Embrace those negative thoughts and emotions. And, you know, you can do that in so many different ways. You can say it out loud. You can articulate it just to yourself or to someone else that you trust. You can journal. You can write it down. That's a huge one for me. As soon as I write a negative thought or a fear, doubt, worry, anxiety, something that just really doesn't feel good and is sticking in my consciousness, I get that sucker down on paper so I can see it. Because then that the bigness of it shrinks a little. It doesn't look so big. It doesn't seem so scary. It doesn't seem so overwhelming. So, you know, however you do it, embrace it, look at it. Step two is process it. So now that you've looked at it and you're willing to admit that, oh my God, I am having a negative thought, or I am dealing with something that I probably need to look at, then take the time to look into it. Get curious about it. What is it here for? What is it showing me about what I want and who I am? What's the opportunity in this? Or if you're not ready to go that route, write about or talk about how crappy it feels. How scary is it? How much fear and doubt and anxiety and stress and worry is involved here? Let's just get it out of you. Because those thoughts and those emotions, they are actual energy that is in your body, in your physical being, as you're thinking them and as you're feeling them. So if you're not giving them a place to go, or if you're not creating any kind of movement, it's just going to persist. It's going to actually persist, and it's going to probably grow and replicate and attract more and more negative thoughts like it. That's kind of how it works. But if you're looking at it and embracing and processing it and allowing it to move through you, then you're giving that energy a place to go. And that's actually really, really healthy. Now, I know there are a lot of people who, especially if you're kind of new to the concept of conscious creation, energy, vibration, law of attraction, you think, well, I don't want to do that because I don't want to cause the law of attraction or the universe to give me more of this. I don't want, if I admit that something is hard or something sucks or I don't know what the heck I'm doing, then isn't that only going to draw more of it to me? Isn't that what the law of attraction is all about? And I'm going to tell you a conflicting answer, yes and no. For the purposes of what I'm talking about here with this hack, no. I won't go into it into detail right now. You can read up more about this concept. Abraham Hicks is a really great resource for that. But essentially, it takes a certain amount of time for the thought and the emotion to become magnetic and to start attracting more like that. And it's not so much the amount of time, it's how often you're repeating it. So think about it. If you've got a negative situation, a really hard, challenging thing in your life, and if you're thinking about it, but you're not dealing with it, and you're trying to convince yourself you're not thinking about it, it's just going to become even more deeply ingrained in your experience. It's a vibration that you will continually practice. That will, you know, activate the law of attraction, so to speak, and draw more of those things to you, more matching situations that carry the same vibration to you. But if you're following this process, this hack that I'm giving you, and just embrace and process in a safe way with the knowledge and the intention to step three, go up from there, you don't have anything to worry about. In fact, this is a really healthy way to do it, because if you don't do this, like I said a minute ago, the other way, the way that you think you should be doing it, by nope, just replace it with a positive thought, positive thinking, just be happy, choose happy. We can't always do that. We are human. And even people who have been practicing this stuff for years, myself included, we still encounter those moments where it's like you forget everything you know. You don't have access to all these larger truths. So, you know, you might as well just embrace this part of the process, this part of being human, of being a spiritual being in a human body, and take what those negative thoughts and emotions and experiences are there for you. And in fact, that's another hack, is when you're feeling the fear, the doubt, the worry, the insecurity, the overwhelm that we all feel in day-to-day lives, whether it's with, you know, our families, our personal relationships, money, career, how we're allowing ourselves to be seen in the world. Another hack to dealing with that, because those aren't going to go away, is to instead move from fear and doubt and confusion into curiosity. So in other words, pause long enough, and that pause is going to require some sort of consciousness. So writing it down, journaling, talking to a trusted friend or a coach, bringing it to one of your coaching sessions with your coach, meditating on it. Bring it into your conscious mind and then get curious about it. Because here's the thing, negative thoughts and negative experiences and emotions serve a purpose. Have you ever had a negative thought or an emotion and didn't immediately know what you wanted in regards to it, in response to it? So if you had a fear or a thought that said, oh my God, I'm going to get fired from my job, or, oh, I'm never going to be at the level that I want to be at. I'm never going to reach that level of success that I want to be at. And I'm scared what will happen if I don't. In that moment, you know what you want. You want that level of success. You probably know what that level of success even looks like for you. And so in that moment, if you can move from, you know, the stagnating, stifling experience of fear, which is really just your perception, it's how you're perceiving that thing. If you can move beyond that and get curious about it, well, then that can take you to all sorts of places. That can take you to gratitude. It can take you to appreciation. It can take you even to excitement. And I know that sounds weird, but it's very true. In fact, I just went to a training last week. If some of you are familiar with the organization or the company called Mind Valley, they're tremendous. They're my favorite personal growth, spiritual growth and development, and now business growth and development companies out there. And I was in LA for an entire week with them. And that was one of the main things. This was a training called Train the Teacher. So we were there to learn not only about transformation, but about how to affect transformation within your businesses, systems to run your businesses. So some of the stuff you wouldn't necessarily look at spiritually. So marketing, branding, list building, you know, all that kind of stuff. But what is one of the very first things that they addressed on the very first day? What to do with those fears? What are you afraid of? And they taught us and reminded me that fear is all about perception. It's all about what you're perceiving to be afraid of. It's not the actual thing itself is not scary. It's how you think you're going to experience it or what's going to happen as a result of it. It's just your thought. So if you can shift out of that and ask yourself questions like, okay, well, what is this showing me about what I want and who I am? And what's important to me and where I'm going? What might the opportunity be here? Then you can move to a much different place. You might even move to that place, like I said a moment ago, of appreciation and gratitude, because you know that there's an opportunity there. You know that one of the major ways we grow and expand is through contrast, is through those negative emotions and challenges. So challenge yourself to ask yourself to pause the next time you feel scared or overwhelmed or stressed or worried or doubtful or confused or stuck, and just stop, get out a pen and paper, journal about it, call up that friend, go into meditation, go for a walk out in nature, and start asking yourself some of these questions. What is the opportunity here? So, that is one of, those are two of my favorite spiritual hacks when it comes to the challenging side of spirituality. And once you have some of those awarenesses and you're starting to apply this stuff, you're inevitably going to run up against this stuff. Another one that I love is, because let's face it, we tend to enjoy these periods. Life has this sort of ebb and flow to it, where we'll go through a stretch of time where we feel very clear, we feel very aligned, we feel very tuned in, tapped in, turned on. We know what we're doing and we know how we're going to do it for the most part. And the parts we don't know, we know how to let it in. And we feel like we are on fire until we hit an ebb and all of a sudden we don't know any of that stuff. And we feel a little lost and confused and stagnant and stuck, and or something happens and we're thinking, you know, what's up with this? Why is this happening? Why did this interrupt my flow? A spiritual hack you can use there, guys, and I can't tell you how many times I use this one in a day. It's just a simple prayer, a simple mantra, but it reminds you and it brings to your conscious mind what's really happening here. And this is from the Conversations with God material by Neil Donald Walsh. The prayer mantra goes like this. Thank you, God, or universe, whatever your language is, for the gift in this situation, even if I don't know what it is yet. Thank you, God, for the gift in this situation, even if I don't know what it is yet. Relief passes over you in that moment, because in that moment, you're reminded that you're not alone in this, that there is a bigger picture, that there are more things going on your behalf behind the scenes than you'll ever know or understand. And the best part, you don't have to know any of it right now. When you have that relief, then you can shift out of that and focus on something that feels better. So that's another great hack. Now, we're going to take a short break because I just dumped a lot on you, and I'm hoping that you're taking some notes and you're writing this down. And if not, you can listen to the recording or the replay and go through it again and take some better notes. But when we come back from break, I'm going to share some more hacks. And if you have a hack that you'd like to share, or if you have a topic you want to know how to hack, please call in. It's 1-800-930-2819. 1-800-930-2819. Or if you're watching live via Facebook, just type it into the comments and we'll look at it there. Otherwise, I'll see you guys back here in just a few minutes.
Gifted intuitive healer and spiritual teacher, Sarah Luce, brings her unique style to the hit show, Small Steps, Big Breakthrough Radio, on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Tune in each month as Sarah turns reality on end and shows us how to experience expansive results with simple yet powerful steps. Expect an enlightening bend on what you currently believe is possible. For show details and upcoming topics, visit SarahLuce.com. That's SarahLuce.com.
Introducing New Soul Science, an introductory course with Ruby Betty, offering profound wisdom alongside radically simple concepts and techniques that collapse time, allowing instantaneous personal transformation. The foundational techniques of this introductory course reveal the profound inner ability each human has to access and fulfill their individual soul script or soul promise. Awakening this ability leads to the mastery of one's destiny. The concepts are totally original, immensely powerful, and completely revolutionary. They ignite an infinite fire within each listener, fueling one's ability to live out their unique soul promise. Are you ready to become more aware and access amazing personal transformation? This course is available now at rubybetty.co.
Dream on, fly high, and live adventurously on The Laura Meeks Show, Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as host Laura Meeks guides you in finding your unique gifts and bringing them to life. As a certified life coach, speaker, and veteran bomber pilot for the U.S. Air Force, Laura knows how to follow a dream. She is ready to support you so you can dream on, fly high, and live adventurously. For more information on Laura and her work, visit flyhighliving.com.
Defining success and putting minds to work. With the Higher Learners Career and Leadership Series, Rudy Racine will help you craft your personal definition of success, offering support and guidance as you move forward towards your goals. Take the leap. With the right mix of focus and motivation, anything can be achieved. Tune in every first and third Monday at 12 p.m. Pacific, 3 Eastern. And for more information on Rudy Racine and Higher Learners, visit Rudy's site at higherlearners.com. That's H-I-R-E learners.com.
Love Living Radio Ignite Your Whole Being with Emily Perkins is a show for those looking to explore the sparkling magnificence of their inner selves. Tune in every second and fourth Wednesday at 4 p.m. Pacific as Emily sheds a radiant light of love on the beauty and power that resides within you, discussing love in all its forms through conversations that provoke awareness, curiosity, and expansion. Emily shares the unlimited power of love. For more information or to listen to this show, visit lovelivingholistics.com.
Okay, welcome back, everybody. You're listening to Spiritual Alignment Radio. I'm your host, Nova Whiteman, and we are talking about spiritual hacks or spirituality hacks. Now, if you're just joining us and you don't know what that term means, I'm going to read the definition again. Now, disclaimer, I found the definition on Urban Dictionary because it just means a different thing in our Webster dictionaries, but you'll get the gist of it. The definition of a hack is a tool or technique that makes some aspect of one's life easier or more efficient. And we're applying that concept to the realm of spirituality and living a spiritual life, navigating this physical existence, knowing full well that we are spiritual vibrational beings. So you got to have some strategies for that. You have to have some things in your toolbox so that you don't go insane, right? During the break, I was checking out the Facebook page and I saw this lovely woman who I happen to know, Nicole Testa. She commented on one of her favorite hacks for dealing with the challenges of living a spiritual life, which is what we talked about before break. And her hack was moving into a space of willingness, starting with an even though statement that acknowledges the emotion that you're feeling, the negative thought or the negative emotion, whatever it may be. So even though I'm feeling overwhelmed and scared, I am willing to move up from here. So you see, she took the even though statement, which acknowledges, embraces what you're feeling. I'm feeling blank. I am willing, integrated that willingness. Guys, willingness, the energy of willingness is so powerful. It just automatically, if you're willing, you will shift into a different energetic and emotional state. I'm willing to go up from here. So thank you, Nicole, for sharing that with us. That's super helpful. So I'm just going to keep rolling, guys. If you want to call in and share some of your favorite hacks or ask, it looks like we do have a caller. Awesome. We've got Annie from Minneapolis. Hi, Annie.
Hi, Nova. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm wonderful. Thank you. Thanks for taking my call.
Absolutely. What do you have for us?
Well, one of my favorite hacks is, I have two if I've got time to share both, but the first one is something called Gratitude Rampages, which is essentially where I really like to use this when I'm driving. And I can be easily triggered. And then all of a sudden, the frustration and the anxiety and that kind of stuff, whether I'm running late or traffic isn't flowing how I want to, I pause and I look around and I start listing all of the things that I have to be grateful for. I'm grateful I have a car. I'm grateful that I have air conditioning. I'm grateful I've got the radio to listen to. And by doing that, let's say for 30 seconds up to a minute, it's pretty profound how quickly your whole energy can shift. It's a great way to distract from whatever is happening in the reality and to recenter about what all is working in your favor.
Yes. Yes. And all it takes is a minute, right? I think Abraham Hicks says something like 67 seconds was, I don't know if that's a real number or an arbitrary number. They just wanted to give us the gist about, but what a brilliant strategy to just, because we all, when we're driving in the car, right, you're inevitably going to run across somebody who cuts you off or traffic and you're running late and we're human. So we get annoyed by that. So I love that. I love that.
It's really helpful when you're just out in the world, you know, when you can't jump to your journal or, you know, those kinds of things that you can just pause in the grocery store or whatever and just take it all in, all of the stuff that you see around you.
Yes. Good. And did you say you had a second one?
Yeah. The second one was just, you know, I think our breath is so important. And so when you start to notice the feeling, just pausing and focusing on breathing in, like intentional breathing, when I say breathing in for 6 counts and breathing out for 6 counts and committing to doing that for maybe just 1 minute, just really focusing on your breath for 1 minute can calm so much of your nerves and your anxiety and your worry and create a space of clarity for you to then take the next steps for whatever you need to do to continue on in your day in a better feeling place.
So did you say the pause? Is that what you called it?
Yeah. Pause. And then intentionally breathe.
Yes, yes. So
kind of
beautiful.
Like, I'm going to stop these thoughts really quick, and I'm going to shift to just focusing on my breath for a minute. And I'm going to count in for 6, and I'm going to count out for 6, and I'm just going to set a timer on your phone, 60 seconds, do it, and you'll feel better. I mean, you'll feel better after 1 minute of just being more conscious with your breath.
Yes. And here's the thing. I'm sure you noticed this too, because disclaimer, guys listening, I know this gal. This is actually one of my former clients, Annie, who also is a coach, a spiritual coach, and she runs her business called Beacon Empowerment Strategies, which I believe you can find you on Facebook, right?
Yep, it's on Facebook, or it's just beaconempowerment.net. If you don't have a Facebook page, that's my website as well.
Yeah. So Annie and I talk about this all the time. And one thing that we both agreed on is that, you know, it's great to have these tools, but what can we do to get our clients or get ourselves sometimes to actually use them? And it all comes down to the fact that, you know, well, two things. A, you have to actually hit that pause button, like Annie's saying. You have to actually pause to bring some consciousness and awareness to the moment, because a second before you hit the pause button, you're all over the place. You're scattered, you're reactionary.
Absolutely.
So if you don't interrupt the pattern, right, you're just going to keep spiraling. And then the second thing is, and I'm sure you'll agree with me here, Annie, that it's not necessarily about going from annoyed and irritated to like blissing out. That doesn't have to be the goal. No one says you have to walk through your daily life like that 100% of the time. And if you know anybody who does, please introduce them to me. But it's just about caring how you feel. Feel a little bit better. Because when you do, and you actually do the things that you know will help you to feel better, if being blissfully happy is not your goal, but just functioning and feeling good throughout your day to a reasonable measure is, then do these things.
Yep.
Because when you do what Annie's saying, like pause and breathe, focus on these rampages of appreciation and gratitude, like just look around you and notice the stuff, you will shift to a more resourceful state where you won't be thinking about the stuff that makes you feel so crappy anymore. You'll be thinking about good stuff, productive stuff, all sorts of good stuff.
Yep.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think that you talk about in your coaching, at least from my experience working with you, it's like the idea of just pivoting, right?
Yeah.
It's not jumping. It's just a slight pivot. And that slight pivot kind of creates the momentum for the energy to change direction. So we don't have to jump. We just can pivot. And that alone is enough.
That is a great
and
distinction.
Practical. You know, these things are practical. It's like you don't. Like you were saying, being a little Buddha on top of a mountain. No, I want stuff in my day-to-day life that can bring me back to my place of center and my place of calm. And they have to be practical things that like, oh, I can go on a gratitude rampage right now. And I know that I'll feel better afterwards. I don't have to take anything out. I don't have to call anybody. All I have to do is just shift my awareness.
Yes. Yes. Awesome. So cool. Thank you so much for calling in and sharing that with us, Annie. Yes. I wasn't going to cover those two. So that's awesome that you brought it to the table.
Yeah.
All right. Awesome. See you later. It's funny because what Annie's talking about there of just how it's a little pivot, it's not a jump because it needs to be accessible to you when you're in the thick of it. Because all of these hacks you could do all day long and be, you'd have the willingness and the intention and ability to do them all day long when you're walking around with a smile on your face. But when you're, say, a stay-at-home mom who's tiny children who have no concept of logic and reason and seem like they're tiny little dictators who do things just to torture you, we know that's not true. Sometimes it feels like it, speaking from experience here. But when they're constantly, you know, bombarding you and you don't have a moment to stop and breathe and you're pushed to the height of frustration, you know, you have to be able to, if you're going to pivot, if you're going to reach for something that feels better and work your way up, you have to be able to do it really fast and really easily. So those two things that Annie named, going on a rampage of appreciation or gratitude, which is an Abraham Hicks concept. You'll hear me reference them a million times because they're just spectacular. That's something that you can easily do no matter what. That's something where if you're sitting in your living room, staring around, looking around you at the piles of endless laundry that never got folded and, you know, the stain on the carpet and, you know, the dishes piling up on the sink. I kind of looked over there because my sink's over there and, well, there are dishes piled up there. You can look at those things and you can start to look for things to appreciate about them. And it just changes everything. The laundry on the floor. Okay. It didn't get to it. Why? Because I was playing with my kids, because I was relaxing with my spouse, because I was taking some much needed me time. The dishes in the sink, how awesome that we had that food to eat. And you know, sometimes you do have to put a little bit of effort, but just keep going. Because of how the law of attraction works, when you offer a thought that feels a little bit better and a little bit better and then a little bit better, it's going to match those thoughts and bring you more thoughts. And pretty soon you're out of your slump and you're back into that place of just clear knowing, tuned in, tapped in, turned on, aligned and on fire. And that is how we want to live more of the time. So, in fact, another hack that it's just really simple, I can give you a resource for it right now. If you go to my website or go to the part of my website that's www.novawhitman.com, that's NovaWhitman.com/gift, you will get a free mini course that gives you a ton of these hacks, or 3 days worth, I should say. I shouldn't say a ton. It's 3 days to raising your vibration. And it's full of these hacks that you can apply no matter what's going on. And they're not rocket science. They're not out of reach. They're things that you can do right now. In fact, I'm going to cover a couple of them when we come back from the break in a couple seconds. But go ahead and claim your copy. It's www.novawhitman.com/gift. And we will be back in just a few minutes.
Hi, I'm Steve Kramer of Spirit Fire Radio, and I believe that meditation changes everything. It leads us in the direction of greater well-being, and that's a fact. I struggled with meditation for years. I understood the principles, but I found it hard to incorporate them into my everyday life. Spirit Fire's meditation practice changed that. It's called the Practice of Living Awareness, and it's taught in 14 steps. These are 14 tools that I can use in any moment, on and off the cushion. Steps like smile, flow, and ground of being support my clarity of mind while I'm navigating the ups and downs of modern life. That's why it's called the Practice of Living Awareness. If you'd like to add meditation to your daily experience, the Practice of Living Awareness is free, online, and it's suited for any level of practitioner. Visit spiritfire.com for more information. And be sure to check out Spirit Fire's meditation retreats in Western Massachusetts. It's all there at spiritfire.com.
Ignite your inner magic on Grow Your Soul Radio with Jane Machanga. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as host Jane Machanga explores how to overcome your fears to help you gain the inspiration you need to awaken your path to joy. Learn the way to life mastery and the enlightened path with Grow Your Soul Radio. For more information on Jane Matanga and her work, visit enlightened-path.com.
Are you tired of being tired? Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Did you know the adrenal glands, the workhorse of the body? They are the means by which you position yourself in life for whatever comes your way. Tiny but mighty, producing hormones the body uses to promote energy and vitality. These adrenals determine how you respond to stress, and when depleted, the body loses its ability to function powerfully when we need it most. The much-needed adrenaline or epinephrine is not available for emergency situations. Cortisone and cortisol, the longer-acting anti-stress adrenal hormones, can also become depleted due to the pace of our everyday lives. We overwork and undernutrition our most powerful ally that helps us to live the lives we desire. We are able to determine the optimum function of the adrenals and put your system back in balance. Contact us today to feel powerfully energized at 888-777-4232 or visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
Have you ever wondered if there's a way to heal the deep, hidden inner issues, wounds, beliefs, and traumas? The Journey into Spiritual Healing engages people in all areas of their lives to heal themselves and others. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as Dr. Jaffe brings conversations of healing of body, mind, and spirit as he merges the excellence of traditional medicine with the beauty of spiritual healing. For more information about Dr. Jaffe, this show, and his work, visit drjaffemd.com.
All right. Welcome back, you guys. We are Spiritual Alignment Radio. I am your host, Nova Whiteman, and we are talking about everything spiritual hacks. Before the break, we heard from a wonderful caller, Annie from Minneapolis, and she was giving us two awesome hacks. So if you missed those, don't worry. You can listen to the replay. We've talked about hacks for dealing with the challenging sides of spirituality. And now I'm going to just scramble to give you my favorite hacks. I'm looking over my notes here. And of course, in my mind, I'm like, oh, I'll be able to cover like 15 of these things. So far, I've covered like, I don't know, four or five. So, but don't worry, guys, because, you know, every show, every month, and on all the other wonderful shows on this network, where people are always giving these kind of hacks. You can get more consistent ones if you visit my website, which is novawhiteman.com/gifts. That'll give you your mini course. It's the 3-day guide to raising your vibration. And it'll also sign you up to receive my weekly emails, which I'm always giving this kind of content because I'm super passionate about, you know, taking people from the land of spiritual concept into daily practical application and experience, because we're not here to just talk about this stuff. We're here to actually experience the expansion and the joy of being who we really are. So go ahead and sign up there if that speaks to you. I'm just going to dive into some of these. I had it all kind of mapped out, but now I'm going to jump around a bit. So if we're talking about, you know, law of attraction, conscious co-creating, manifesting, right? That's a big hot topic in the spiritual community. That's great. We're all conscious co-creators. We all have the ability to manifest things out of thin air. Wonderful. But how? How do we do that? Now, I'm not going to break down the whole process because I'm sure many of you listening are at least a little bit aware of that. And again, there are other resources for that, like my book, Awake and Aligned, on Amazon. But I am going to point you to one way, one simple hack that that can help you manifest on a smaller scale, which will build your confidence to manifest on a larger scale. Because we think about conscious manifestation of like, okay, I'm going to manifest that job or that $1 million or that house or that car or the money, the relationship. But what we really want, and we talked about this last month, if you missed that show, what we really want is how we think those things are going to make us feel. So actually you can manifest smaller things that capture those feelings and help you feel that certain way, whether it's abundant or vibrant or happy or satisfied or fulfilled or excited or aligned, whatever it might be. You can do that on a smaller scale without all the pressure of it being so big, which really translates to resistance in your vibration. That's the thing that doesn't allow the car, the job, the how some money to come in as quickly as you may like. So this little hack is something, again, it's from Abraham Hicks. It's called segment intending. If you haven't heard of this, it's wonderful. You can even search it probably on YouTube on their channel. Or read about it in one of their many books. Segment intending helps you set an intention for each part of your day or small segments of your day about how you want to feel. So if you go into a meeting, if you have a big meeting or presentation that you're super nervous about, or you're going to meet your boyfriend's parents and you're super nervous about that and you hope that it goes well, or you're about to go on live broadcast radio and a podcast and hopefully deliver good content and wonder if you can pull it off, there's this technique called segment intending that you can basically set the intention, not for the details of how it's going to go or the things you're going to cover or how you're going to show up or what's going to happen, but how you're going to feel when it's done. So for example, when I get on the radio, when I start a show like this, or I'm giving a class or even working with one of my clients, I immediately put my focus on how I'm going to feel when I hang up that phone or I take these headphones off. I think about, you know, what is it that I want to feel? I want to feel satisfied and happy that I did the best that I could. I want to feel the joy in knowing that I was my most authentic self, that I didn't try to be someone else. I want to feel excited that I gave some good content that people can go out and use right now. So I focus on the feelings of how I want to feel when it's done. And I'll you know, bring up a vision with that too. I'll see my face. I'll see, you know, how I'm carrying myself. I might extend that out to see other details, like how the other people were impacted. But beyond that, I don't focus on anything else. It's the end result. In so doing, you're getting yourself out of the way so that the universe can receive your desired intention and take care of the details for you so you don't have to, because that's where we tend to get a little stuck. That's where all those negative thoughts and fears and doubts and worries enter the picture, because we're trying to manage the God blessed how of it all. But I'll say this a million times on this show, that's not up to us. The how is up to the universe. And even if that's not your language and you like to look at things from a more neurological level or scientific level, if you aren't thinking about the things that stress you out and you're only thinking about the things that feel good upon thinking about them, what happens to your brain? It relaxes. When your brain relaxes, your body relaxes. And I shouldn't say your brain relaxes. What really happens is it releases the proper chemical reaction and neural responses that cause your body to relax. And when we're relaxed, we do better. When we're relaxed, we're better able to be present. And when we're present, we're more resourceful. We can access our higher self. We can access our authenticity and our strengths and all that jazz. It's when we're thinking about all the other things that we feel like we have to control that's where we get messed up and we may not perform the way that we want to. So try segment intending. And that can be like, you can segment your day from morning, afternoon, evening, sleep. Upon going to sleep, you can set the intention to wake up feeling refreshed and revitalized and just so satisfied with how that night went. and you don't have to think about the details. You can just fall asleep with that intention in your mind, or you know, whatever it may be. So segment intending is a really great tool for, or a spiritual hack for manifesting. And if you do it in small doses, you're going to build up your confidence and get better and better at these things. I wanted to talk about a spiritual hack for staying in the flow. Now, that's kind of what we all want. If you're on a spiritual journey, you know the value of being in that state of alignment, of feeling like you're in the flow and what to do when you get out of it so you can get back in really quickly. One spiritual hack, and I'm talking about this one because I just experienced it myself, is surround yourself with people, communities, products, programs, resources that inspire and remind you of who you are, why you're here, and what your mission is. Whatever your mission might be, or your purpose, whatever you want to call it, it doesn't have to be, you know, to save the world or anything like that. But if your purpose is to live your best life you possibly can and impact as many people in a positive way as much as you can, or to spread kindness, or to be the best version of you, then surround yourself fill your environment with all of that. And there are several ways you can do that: by reading inspirational books, by taking classes and programs, by going to different trainings. In fact, a hack that I recommend is each quarter, or at the very least once or twice a year, commit to going to some sort of a gathering. Like I just did that Mind Valley train the teacher thing, and that's why I'm talking about this. I needed to be in that arena and that environment to support what I'm doing here. In fact, I know of a great one that's coming up in Saskatoon, Canada, and in Saskatchewan. A good friend of mine is putting on what's called I Am Gathering, a wonderful conference full of spiritual speakers that are helping people take all of this spiritual concept and apply it to their everyday life. You can find out more about that at www.iamgathering.com. Kathy Donnelly is absolutely wonderful to work with, and her next one's in October. And I think Sonia Choquette is going to be there and her daughters. But fill your space with everything that supports who you are, and it'll be harder to fall out of alignment. It'll be harder to forget and easier to get back in when you have forgotten. So I'm looking at the clock here, guys, and we are running out of time. We are pretty much done. If you want more spiritual hacks, or if you want to share your experience with spiritual hacks, go to my website, www.novawhiteman.com, and sign up there to receive my emails and your free gift. It's a mini course. Come and join us on Facebook. I have a private community. Just search Spiritual Alignment Community. And we're talking about this kind of stuff daily. So come join us there. It has been an absolute pleasure spending time with you guys today. Thank you all for being here, for showing up, for wanting to improve yourself and your life and life as we know it, so we can all benefit. And I look forward to returning back to this space with you guys next month, second Tuesday of the month at 12 p.m. Pacific, 3 p.m. Central. All right, guys, have a great week. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to Spiritual Alignment Radio, where spiritual seekers become spiritual rock stars with Nova Whiteman. Tune in every second Tuesday at 12 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com as Nova gives you practical, straightforward guidance and tools to align your energy so you can begin living the spiritual rock star life that you deserve. For more information or to listen to past shows, visit NovaWhiteman.com. That's Nova, N-O-V-A, Whiteman, W-I-G-H-T-M-A-N.com. See you next time.